the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
John Dingens back with you here on the Prentice Awesome Heating and Air Coach's Corner from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant. Don't forget now, Thanksgiving dinner can be right here at Cedar Bucket Restaurant. This is right in the Food Line Shopping Center off of Las Casas Pike. Turkey and dressing, Coach. Ham, fried chicken, macaroni and cheese, green beans, pinto beans, turnip greens, mashed potatoes, and more. If you don't want to cook on Thanksgiving, come on down here. John Henson joins us here. He's the head basketball coach of Central Magnet. And, Coach, glad to have you. First time I've had an opportunity to meet you and first time on the program. We're glad that you're here.
Thank you very much for having me on.
Last year, and we've had not had a big opportunity to talk off air, but we're going to learn everything we possibly can in the next 10 to 15, 20 minutes about Central Magnet. Starting a program can be exciting. It can be all kinds of emotions, though, can it? It can be frustrating. It can be, a learning curve, that kind of thing. Tell me a little bit how it was to start the program, because you were there on the ground floor, and that's an exciting time.
The first thing that you have to kind of modify your expectations as you start it and look at a longer, big picture than the immediacy of winning ball games, particularly at the kind of school that Central Magnet is. A lot of our players that came out last year were inexperienced or in middle school were sort of back of the bench players. So teaching them how to do things the way that we want them done, do them correctly, and not look so much at the scoreboard was sort of a shift of thought. As long as we get better every day, I think that we're going in the correct direction. The exciting is definitely a word that I would use for it. It's fun to come to practice every day and watch every day. You can see progression.
And I think you hit it right when you said the modified expectations in terms of you do have to look long range because it's not going to be easy and it's not going to be, in most teams that are in the developmental stage like this are not going to pull off a 20-win season and, win everything. And you kind of guys know that. And I think parents and the students themselves, the players themselves kind of know it's going to be a battle to do different things better and as you look for the future.
I think that's very true. The parents and the players themselves have bought into what we're doing, and I see the commitment every day, not just during the season, but during the off-season weight training, the summer work. I couldn't be happier, and it's really rewarding when you're starting from the beginning. You actually get to see results every single day. You get to see little things that they improve upon every single day, and it's been real special to be part of it.
It kind of tests your patience a little bit too, doesn't it? I mean, in terms of you as a coach, and you've won in the past and those kind of things, you kind of have to temper it, don't you, or control your patience a little bit, I guess you should say.
It was harder earlier. And then it's sort of like being in a classroom or something and getting mad for a kid for something you haven't taught him. It gets easier as you see progress. Early on, it was challenging.
And easier now than it was when it began.
That's correct.
And that's what it's all about, I guess, really, in terms of that.
It really is. And you know, if at the end of the season we can look back and say that we got better every single practice, every single game, then it's going to be a success for us regardless of the wins and losses.
Central Middle, Buddy Powers, of course, instrumental, I'm sure, in helping get the basketball program off the ground. Scheduling, that kind of thing. Last year, you talked that it was mainly a JV schedule, that kind of thing. And I think that helps a team, doesn't it, and learn, because you're not really worried about playing just the talent way above your level, and you can be competitive, because you don't want to just go in there in the first year and just get, creamed every game by really just super level talent. It kind of helps a little bit to kind of level the playing field just a little bit.
I can't imagine what would have happened if we played a full varsity schedule last year. We were essentially all freshmen last year. We had two sophomores and the rest were freshmen. And, you know, our boys weren't fully matured.
Yeah, but it is fun, isn't it? I mean, it's kind of like building a house, isn't it? A little bit, you know, start from the ground floor.
It really is. And last season in the first practices, I kind of look at it as making the plans for it, and during the season, the foundation, and we're continuing to build for something hopefully that is very successful long term.
John Henson, our guest here on the Prentice Office of Heating and Air Coaches Corner. Let's talk a little bit about personnel. These guys that are freshmen and now are sophomores, and I don't want to put you on the spot, but name a few guys that you feel like are going to help contribute to this year.
Well, our approach to the game is sort of, if you're on the team, then you need to contribute. I tend to look at 12 guys producing than individuals, but we do have a couple of young men that I feel like can shoot the ball pretty well. A Wes Patrick, a Hunter Dykus can get out there and put it in the hole for us. And we've got developing big men, that guys like Cash Lehman, Sam Smith, that I believe have come a long way in the past year.
Was it a case of just when you first started, okay, everybody go out? I mean, you just took a look at a lot of people?
Well, I drove up here. I'm from Tampa, Florida, and I drove up here, I guess, early last May, and we had a tryout over, and before the gym had been fixed up and everything, and I was a little bit surprised that, you know, there was as few kids that came out as there were, and, you know, through the year, we played as many combinations as we could, really sort of used it as an extended preseason just to see where we are, who could do what, see where the pieces fit in the future. It was interesting to see how hard that the kids tried, even if their basketball knowledge maybe wasn't up to par.
Well, you talk about you going to the gym, and it's an older gym, it's the oldest gym, but it's got so much history. And I know you've been informed of the history of that gym, but it's really a nice facility. I mean, it's just old.
Yeah,
I mean, but
really
it's really nice. If you're sitting there in a basketball game, you know, like I went to school there, so that high school gym still can house a lot of people, and the tradition, and I love the fact that black and gold is still the colors, and they couldn't have worked out any better. So tell us a little bit about how you became there, and I know Mr. Ash was probably instrumental in that as well.
I'd coached in Tampa. I was the head assistant for 8 years at Plant High School. My family and I were getting a little uncomfortable in Tampa, it's a little bit rougher. We were looking for a change, and I'm a guy that likes academics as well, and I wanted to find the right fit for my family. My brother, who lives over in Spring Hill, made me aware that Central was going to open, and it kind of fit my criteria for what I wanted to do basketball-wise and academically, and sent my resume and talked to Dr. Ash that day. And
you're the man.
I guess so.
You mentioned a good point, the academics, and that you stress it. And I think it's really good that the coach understands that academics come first, really, at Central Magnet. And but the added bonus of sports, and I think, and you feel that too, I think, that you're going to be very successful along the line as we go on a few years down the road. Again, the long-range plan.
I agree. And, you know, it's about not just being a great basketball player or a good basketball player or just an average basketball player. It's that long-term, where these young men 5 to 7 years from now, they're getting the experience to compete and work hard and get better every day. But at the same time, they're getting the academic background necessary, you know, to be successful in a pretty tough world.
Basketball teaches discipline. It teaches teamwork, working together, probably more than just about any sport. I mean, if you come down, baseball is an individual game. Football you have to have, but still, it's an individual. I got to be at this spot. But passing the ball, you know, executing, dishing off, making sure that somebody gets open, moving the ball, that's all a part of life and working together as a unit.
It sure is, and I believe that my staff and I, we really emphasize that aspect of the game, both on and off the court.
That future plan down the road, being successful and being successful in life is a wonderful thing, and I think that's what Mr. Ash wants, and I know that's what Buddy wants, and that type of thing. Talk a little bit about your schedule, what you got coming up as you start this first full, because this is going to be your first official season, right?
That is correct. That is correct. We our first game will be the 22nd against Red Boiling Springs, and early on our non-district schedule, we'll play Culioca, Mount Pleasant, Eagleville, BGA, and then we start getting into district play, which there are tremendous challenges there. The teams are all very well coached, very talented, and we're going to be pushed as far as we can be pushed this year. We're stepping right into the fire.
Well, good luck to you, Coach, and we look forward to maybe getting out there and watching some games and getting some reports from there, and enjoy your Thanksgiving that's coming up too. But basketball coaches don't enjoy Thanksgiving as much as others, do they?
Oh, I enjoy it. I enjoy it in the gym.
There you go. John Henson, head coach of the Central Magnet. And tell Buddy I said hello. Hope everything goes okay.
Thank you very much for having me.
All right. John Henson, the head basketball coach at Central Magnet. And when we come